Welcome to Making Life Easy, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Gwen Gastar.
Well, good evening. Another beautiful day in Houston. I don't know where others may be, but Houston is doing very well today. The weather's not so hot, and you can get out there and do a few things in the yard if you'd like. But welcome to Making Life Easy with Gwen Gastar on the Tough Talk Radio Network. I am your host, and I invite you to listen in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. If you miss the show, you know you can always go to my archives and click on the same link, and you can listen to any one of the shows that you might want to hear. You can also call in during the show to ask questions or make comments live and speak with the host, and you can also speak with my guests by calling 347-989-1363, and if you press the number 1, you can talk as well. So that's an invitation to you. Also, if you would like to be a guest on my show, please go to my website at www.makinglifeeasywithgwengastar.com, and you would complete the registration form, and my producer will take it from there. I have a wonderful guest today. We're going to talk about young ladies and pregnancy and the help that is out there and available for young ladies. So I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on. Her name is Jerry Amos. She is a community liaison for the CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northwest Houston. So, Jerry, are you there?
I am, Gwen. Good to see hear you.
Good to have you on my show. Thank you for accepting my invitation. And I know we're going to have a lot to talk about, so I'm going to just jump right in there and ask you to tell us a little bit about you and your background, to tell us how you got to this point, of working with the center.
Oh, well, no one ever comes here working through the center just an easy way out, as you can imagine. This type of position is one of those that's led because you have a heart's desire to serve women and to be involved with young women particularly. Most of my life I was in the corporate world doing marketing, sales rep, some teaching, those things that gave me an interaction and an ability to create multiple media sites and different things to do. And so when I came to an age in life where I had time to donate my time back to the community, I walked through the doors of CareNet as a volunteer. And a lot of us, when we go into a type of ministry, I think that's how we began. So I began as a volunteer. And a few years volunteering, my heart was hooked. And then when I retired from the corporate life, this position was available, and we had just grown to the place where we needed someone to fill this position, and it was a new position created.
Right. How long have you been with the company?
Well, they told me the other day, I think I've been around now about 8 years.
A
volunteer, but in position, not quite that long in position on staff, but volunteering for quite a long time prior to that.
Okay, you mentioned ministry. You want to tell us a little bit about the ministry, your ministry?
Well, thank you. We're not just a for-profit. We are not for-profit, and we do have a ministry. We have a calling, and so that's the reason why we are out here. That's why we spend many of our days. Most of the people that walk through our doors are in need of something, and so we provide compassionate care and a lot of practical help, and we give information to the men and women who are facing unplanned pregnancies and didn't expect to be there. So we'll talk to them about unplanned pregnancies and past abortions that they may have experienced and maybe some premarital abstinence and what is their sexual life like. And so we try to do that in a way that draws them into a relationship so that it is a pleasing, comfortable place to be. And we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, and we do bring him honor and glory.
Okay. Well, that sounds very supportive at that point. Now, do you have a lot of couples that come through? I don't know the age groups of the people you serve or the ladies that you serve. Mm-hmm. So is this a lot of teenage group girls, or are you talking about, you know, older, you know, people who are preparing and are ready, you know, to become parents?
No, most everyone that walks through our doors are not preparing to become parents. They generally are taken by surprise, and this is not a place in their life where they want to be. So mm-hmm. there are times when they're caught in crisis. The mean age of our clients are about 25. 57% of our clients are under the age of 25. So we do have a lot of teen pregnancies mm-hmm. that we are directly associated with. We do have a lot of couples come through, but the most are not in a married relationship. We do have some in a married relationship. There are a lot of unplanned pregnancies even among married couples.
Okay. Okay, so when they come in, especially the teenage girls that I'm speaking of, I mean, are they, I mean, what mindset are they in at this point? I mean, you know, what are they thinking at this point? Do they come there to find out, I'm sorry, do they come there to mostly find out if they're pregnant or what am I going to do next?
Most of them do not know whether or not they actually are pregnant, even though they've taken a test. Okay. I have found that they're not real sure about the test that they purchase at the drugstore. So they want to know, first of all, are they pregnant? And so we'll do a pregnancy test. Then they're confused after that, like, well, I don't know what to do. So they mm-hmm. will ask, can you tell me what I should do next? I mean, because if I am, then what do I do? And they don't know where to go to ask anyone for help. And mm-hmm. then if they choose to keep it confidential for a while, it gives them mm-hmm. a little bit of space to talk to people who are trained and mature and have good answers. We have over 70 resources in the community that we can refer
okay.
them to. And so it's a safe place. Most of them come in afraid and a little bit traumatized, very scared, not mm-hmm. certain where to go next.
Mm-hmm. Do you find many repeaters?
We do. Mm-hmm. We do.
Wow. So we have do. Young people. So we have young people who have not planned, but and they come for the, you know, the sessions that you have to offer in discussing, you know, about pregnancy and, you know, the, you know, what we should do next to not get ourselves in this position again. I mean, if we're not, you know, actually ready for this. But then, of course, you're telling me you find young ladies that will come back again, and here I am again in the same predicament. And now what do I do? You know, I guess it's
right.
the question. So, I mean, how do you guide them at that point?
Well, a lot of times, maybe during their first pregnancy, we have found that we will give them guidance. And I'm not really sure about my numbers to know exactly how many would be repeating this scenario. But I do
Why?
Know that instances have happened where they have come in and they're making a decision. They're trying to choose between their options, and there are only three options, and one mm-hmm. is abortion and one is placing with another family, and then the other is parenting yourself. And so as you go through those options and they will have made one or the other, a lot of them will go ahead perhaps and choose an option that they felt like later, perhaps on another pregnancy, that was not a good option. And now they're coming to say, you know what, I didn't follow your advice. I didn't hear what you said, and now I need to hear that again. And so
okay.
Lovingly we will walk them through that again. And sometimes it is just the fact that perhaps they have other siblings at home and then don't know how to deal with this new pregnancy. And so there may
okay.
be some of that going on as well.
Okay, so do you find a lot of parents will accompany them when they come in for these sessions? Or do you find that is it the young men that come, you know, the daddy comes in?
We have both. I'm not certain that it's equally divided. In my mindset, I'm thinking probably more young men come with the women than their parents, but we do have parents and their best friends, you know, sometimes will come mm-hmm. with them. Grandmothers. I spoke today to a woman whose grandmother brought her.
Okay. So what does how do the, you know, the parent or the grandparent respond, you know, in your lessons or what, you know, your meetings are about? How do the grandparents react?
Well, initially, our first contact with the client is private, and so they unfortunately have to wait and just be patient throughout the interview session, which is between 30 and 45 minutes, because everything is confidential and we really focus on the client. So if she chooses to invite her guest in for the information, then we obviously bring them in and include them in the next step. There's always a next step. You don't just sit down and hear one conversation. There is always a next step. So sometimes, as you're probably familiar, every time you hear startling information or something that's difficult to comprehend, it is good to have another person to hear what the next step should be. And then they have a lot of take-home information and some follow-up procedures that they're going to have to follow up on. So having that other person is sometimes a comfort. Sometimes it isn't comfortable. There are times when the person that came with them is very much in tune to the idea that this should be an aborted child, that we should have an abortion. And maybe the client is feeling uncomfortable with that, and so then they don't want to invite the person in on the conversation.
Oh, I see. Okay. So now when the boyfriend I'm going to assume that you have some young ladies who are very young. When I say very young, I'm speaking in terms of 16, 17, 18, which is high school age.
Right.
So do you get more so there than your 20-year-olds?
Well, we have a lot that are high school and college, a lot right there.
Uh-huh.
Most of them are under that college age down. And we have girls that come through junior high, middle school. We are starting to see more and more clients from that age bracket as well. And a lot of the high schools, we try very hard to work closely with school districts, getting the information to them. And we work a lot with the local school districts in our area.
I would be interested to know about when you are meeting with the young ladies, and this is maybe her second time, and this has, you know, happened with her. I mean, how does she react to, I mean, is it something she wants to hold on to, or do you find that she's not wanting to keep the child? What is her emotional state at this point?
I think sometimes it's almost a resignation. Like, oh, I heard you say this. Yes, someone gave me wise counsel. I didn't take that wise counsel. Do you think maybe you could help me do that a little better this time? And so we do that. If they are post-abortive, we refer them to, if they're having anxiety from that, knowing that they're pregnant again, we have counselors that are professionals that we refer them to. If they have placed for adoption and maybe this time that they would rather parent, then we work with them through the parenting classes and help them become stable. If they parented and all of a sudden they're realizing that that was an overwhelming situation and maybe they should consider placing that child with other sets of parents, so that this child would be better cared for. That happens as well.
Yeah. Okay, Jerry, we're going to have to go to break. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about the young ladies. And I'm just interested in knowing, you know, the connection with the young man at that point. So when we come back, we will continue the conversation. So if you are interested in getting in on our conversation, please give us a call at 347-989-1363, and we will be right back. So we'll be here waiting.
Big goals call for drastic steps. Are you sick and tired of being stuck and not accomplishing your goals? Tony's coaching programs will transform your personal and professional life. As a speaker, Tony engages her audiences by using real-life stories to show you that you have the power to obtain your dream. Contact Tony at TonyHarrisSpeaks.com to invite her to speak at your next conference or business meeting. She will motivate and inspire you to step outside your comfort zone to achieve greatness today.
Group Office Buys. Everything for the office. Great selection, great service, and great prices. Find out more at GroupOfficeBuys.com. Group Office Buys. The power of group buying. The 7th Annual Flexible Workplace Luncheon and Sloan Award Ceremony will be held Wednesday, September 26th at the Sugar Creek Country Club in Sugarland, Texas. This year's theme is Managing Performance for the Flexible Workplace. The event begins at 9 a.m. with local business executives discussing relevant issues regarding workplace flexibility. They will be discussing managing virtual teams, defining future work, measuring productivity, and much more. The luncheon and award ceremony will begin immediately following the discussion panel. This will include exhibitors and plenty of networking opportunities. For more information or to register, go to flexworks.org. That's flexworks.org. Or you can call 832-288-5631.
Having a daughter is one of the most precious gifts a mother will receive in a lifetime. Sometimes it helps to have a roadmap in the parenting process. The lesson plan written by Gwen Gistarb is a dependable tool that will assist you on your journey. It includes 10 interesting segments of poems, metaphors, short stories, lessons, and activities that mothers and daughters will find exciting and informative. The lesson plan is available at iUniverse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and most other internet bookstores across the country. To find out more about Gwen Gistarb and the lesson plan, go to GwenGistarb.net. Thank you, and enjoy the gift of your daughter. She is God's gift for a lifetime.
Okay, we're back with Jerry Amos. She's a community liaison for the CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northwest Houston. So we were talking about the mental state of young ladies as they are coming in to discuss, you know, maybe an unplanned pregnancy, or maybe it's the second one. So, Jerry, are you there?
Yes, thank you, Gwen.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'd like to continue talking about, you know, the young ladies, and I'm really interested in their mindset. You know, are they really, destroyed, or, you know, are they saying, I'm going to have to abort the baby, or, you know, we really can't afford this, you know, I'm not ready, I'm too young. I mean, you know, what kind of things, you know, do they talk about?
Right. Most of the women who walk through our door, they really are in a crisis situation. And so, yes, all of those thoughts that you mentioned go through their minds. And now, conveniently, abortions are available for them. And so it becomes a more real option than it has been in the past. And so when they're considering it, it is more of a real option. They don't have to hide it so much. It's affordable. They can find out. So they're in crisis. And making a quick decision is one of the things that we try to help them stop and not make a decision overnight. Let's don't go quickly into something that you may wish that you had made a different choice on. So the idea of getting them to talk and have an ultrasound. We provide them with ultrasounds. We provide them with opportunity to have counsel and consider their options over and over again before they make decisions that will affect them for the rest of their lives. And we also engage the baby's dad as well and let him be a part of that process as she's considering all of this, trying to find assets that will help her, you know, those things that will benefit her. And usually she is distraught. I mean, there is no doubt about that, that when she walks in the door, one of the things I describe it as is like an EMS. And so there's trauma, and you're the first place. And a lot of times there's trauma in young women's lives all the time, but they keep it under the surface and they don't have any reaction to it. And then all of a sudden they may be pregnant and they don't know what to do about it. So they walk through our doors under an emergency situation, and we help calm the situation, get you to a state of mind where we can refer you to a place where you can have long-term effects, whether that is with a doctor and a professional standing, whether that is with your Medicaid personnel, whether that is with counseling, parenting classes, those things that you need, we provide.
Right. So the times that the daddy comes in with, you know, the girl for the first time, are they both included in the meeting, or does she do the session alone initially?
Initially, she will do the intake portion alone, and so that the, that the care staff person is one-on-one with her, and then she invites the baby's daddy in. If that's her choice, we leave that up to her.
Have you found their, what are their reactions, the young men, when, I mean, do you find them to be quiet, or are they, you know, responsive? and I mean, you know.
They are usually quiet. What can I say, Gwen? They are usually quiet.
Oh, they're usually rather quiet.
Because they're all of usually this rather quiet.
Yes, because this is all new for him as well. I mean, more so him, and it's really new for him, and he don't know which way to turn at this point.
That's right, and we provide him, if he's supportive of the situation, and he's helping her make these decisions and choices, we have a wonderful packet that we give him as well to take home.
Oh, okay.
And so spiritually, we are talking to both of them if they need a connection there. We don't talk to one and leave the other out, because we think if you're going to make a decision and you both need to have an on-ramp, and maybe you're both seeking guidance, either spiritually or professionally, then we want that option open for both of them. And usually he's listening. He's just listening.
Okay. So do you find that they will come back to ask questions now that they've read the information and, you know, it was all new, it's got to soak in, and do you find that he will come back?
Yes. That is our goal, is to give them an opportunity. We always offer the follow-up. So we invite them to come back for a follow-up visit. We also have someone on staff that follows up with them. We also have someone with one of the local community health choice who is here on our site, and we'll help them sign up for Medicaid once a week if they need that type of assistance, to make that a little bit simpler and easier to understand, because they're so young and immature, have not gone through a step so drastic before. We also provide ultrasounds for those that our nurses decide that they should have an ultrasound within that first trimester of their pregnancy. And we always invite dad to those things. I mean, baby's dad is invited to all of those things. And then, of course, our life enrichment classes. We encourage him to come. We encourage him to come and be a part. She earns credits, and so if baby's daddy comes with her, she receives double credits.
Okay. Well, that sounds very interesting, to know the young man is, you know, is interested enough, and he's, you know, ready to take on this responsibility. Do you find any that are supportive of her having an abortion, and they have, you know, pretty much a disagreement about it?
Yes, of course, we always run into that. And a lot of times we would like to think that a young woman makes her own choices. And so we mm-hmm. encourage her to be able to think through all the steps and to have a good ability to process the information so that she will make a strong choice. And one of the ways that we do that is to help her decipher the voices that are coming to her from other people. And sometimes it is a strong voice from her boyfriend saying, no, I don't want any part of this, and I do want you to have an abortion. And so if that's a very strong voice, we give her very accurate information about the risk involved and the chances of his involvement and some of those things that will help her think both sides of that equation very clearly without someone directing her path. And so we help her step away from that pressure. But many, many, many times she's either receiving pressure from her peer group or her boyfriend or her parents to have
an
abortion.
I see. It's whatever is best at the time, I guess. So now I see that the company has been in existence for about 20 years now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So can you give us a little, huh?
I said, yes, a long 20 years. Wonderful, wonderful history.
Why? So can you give us a little history as to maybe how it all got started?
Well, in 1990, there were a group of people from Cypress Bible Church that really were trying to find a way to assist with crisis pregnancies in our community. At that time, the mm-hmm. Northwest Houston area was not very built up, and there was nothing to serve those women in this area. So they began by doing that. And little by little, we had growth, and we were called a pregnancy Northwest Pregnancy Assistance Center up until, mm-hmm. A few years ago, 1991, that was when the first board of directors was assigned to Northwest Pregnancy Assistance Center. And from that time, we began to grow, and we were located over in the Willowbrook Mall area. And then about I'd say it's been a few years, almost 2.5 now, that we relocated to our location on Wunderlich Drive, which is in the Champions area.
Right. It's a wonderful building. I had the opportunity of visiting and getting a look at what you had to offer. Now, I see that you also provide other means for the young people. Tell us about the points you kind of talked about it a little bit a minute ago. Mm-hmm. You mentioned about the points. Talk about the points the young ladies will get and what they get in return for these points.
Okay. We have this wonderful program that is called the Life Enrichment Program. And we are so fortunate that there are a lot of professionals who volunteer their time to hold classes here without charge to any of these young clients. So they come and earn what we call credits, and it's just like having a point system where if they earn credits, then we have a fully stocked store here in the center where they can purchase everything that they would need for their baby, from diapers to cribs. And so some of the classes that are offered to them are breastfeeding your baby. That one is really special. It's taught by a lactation consultant, and it would be an expensive course for someone to take outside of the center. She donates her time. We have one taught by a professional called Managing Change. We have another one that Texas Children's comes in and teaches, and it's home safety. And then we have some birthing classes as well.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'd like for you to continue on, but what I want to do is we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we can continue talking about, you know, everything that the girls can gain from the point system and being, you know, participating there at the center. Okay, again, we'll be back, and if you'd like to call in at 347-989-1363. You speak live with the host, call in, ask questions. So we'll be right back.
They say everybody has a story. A special few have the gift of bringing stories to life. When you absolutely can't get your book from your head to the written page, you need the special services of a ghostwriter. You will be amazed at what happens when you leave the telling of your story to a writer with the ability to reach inside and capture joy and laughter and pain and transform it all into your words. Your raw emotions just waiting to explode into reality. When waiting to tell your story is no longer an option, trust a ghostwriter that can deliver on a promise. Shirley Carney is that writer you can trust. Contact Shirley at ShirleyWintersCarney@yahoo.com or give her a call at 832-492-4088.
Now for an approved virtual tone voiceover IP solution and receive a free Polycom SoundPoint IP5000 conference phone or a Polycom VVX500 desktop phone. This promotional offer ends September 30th, 2012. Certain restrictions apply. For more information, please go to virtualtone.net or call 888-755-6864. Virtual Tone, the ultimate communication solution. Freedom from your old phone solution is closer than you think. Call today.
Having a daughter is one of the most precious gifts a mother will receive in a lifetime. Sometimes it helps to have a roadmap in the parenting process. The lesson plan written by Gwen Gistarb is a dependable tool that will assist you on your journey. It includes 10 interesting segments of poems, metaphors, short stories, lessons, and activities that mothers and daughters will find exciting and informative. The lesson plan is available at iUniverse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and most other internet bookstores across the country. To find out more about Gwen Gistarb and the lesson plan, go to GwenGistarb.net. Thank you, and enjoy the gift of your daughter. She is God's gift for a lifetime.
Okay, we're back with, we're back with Jerry Amos. She is a community liaison at the CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northwest Houston. We were talking about the young ladies coming in and participating with there at the center, interacting with the different sessions they have to offer and gaining points in order to be able to shop in the store there at the center. So did I get that right, Jerry?
You did. Thank you, Gwen.
Okay. You did. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, how they get the best points in participation.
Oh, we have some of these young mommies have come to every single class that we have offered, and they can really rack up those points. There, you can receive 8 credits every time you come to a class, and those are only in the evening. So by the time you come to class, and if baby's daddy comes with her to class, then that's 16 points. A new crib with a mattress and all the goodies are 100 points, and, you know, just diapers, you can get a lot of diapers for 4 points. You can get outfits for the babies, all the care items that you need for your baby. You can set up your whole layette and your whole nursery just by coming to classes.
And tell us some of the things that you have that the kids can, is it just like a regular store? They have cribs and car seats. I mean, what kind of things are they being able to shop for?
Yes, we start, it is like a store. It's like a little bitty mini store within the center. And all the smaller items that are, you know, your diapers and your baby care items are all along one wall. And then along two walls, we have a beautiful selection of clothes, all the baby clothes that you can imagine. And then we have cribs. And then we have a wonderful catalog so that the larger items are already broken down. They've either brand new or on occasion, we have a few of the larger things like strollers and pack away, you know, travel items, baby baths. Those larger things are stored in another location on the first floor of the center. And so they can choose from a catalog and purchase those items as well. So I can't think of anything. It comes and goes. A lot of those items, everything is donated. So the stock is not regular like you would find at a store, but because they're donated, it comes and goes. But I think one of the regular items and the most favorite is the crib. Everybody wants their crib.
Of course.
So they do that.
So how many points does it take for the crib?
100.
100. And they're getting 8 points per session that they attend.
Yes. So you can see that this can add up quickly. Not only can they earn credit points by coming to classes, but we also have a library. They can check out books and do a book report.
Okay.
And earn some credits. So we have in-house DVDs, and they can watch some specific DVDs and also earn credits.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you have a whole educational program for them there as well.
Yes, we try very hard to make this experience a positive experience. From the day they walk in, you know, that first day is generally not a real positive. From that point on, it is our desire to take away all the stress, to help them understand what is a good way to parent from that point on.
Right. Well, that is a really great place for, you know, young ladies to be able to come and well, they need to learn, you know, about the process because such as many of them come in, they're, like you said, they're scared, they're afraid, they don't know what to do. This is one way of them learning how to do what's needed. What about their, is it anything, okay, we talk about the baby, but now is it anything to rebuild them, you know, to get them back on track, you know, once the baby is born, to continue with their education in school? And, I mean, are there motivational, okay, so you do have other classes other than
just for
the baby?
Yes, we do. Our classes, we have a whole set that's spiritual classes, and then we have another that is just in self-development. So if you need to learn how to present yourself perhaps for job application, we have that. If you need to know how to write a resume, we have professionals who will come in and help you with that. Baby Steps to Prayer is a big class. We sometimes have 20 students in there. So that's one that the parents like just for themselves. We have community education partnerships. We also have a scholarship that is available that we provide for students through Lone Star. If they have not received their GED, we work with Greens Point Lone Star so that they can go to those classes, and when it comes to the point where they're ready to take their exam, we cover the cost of their exam.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So if they make an effort to do what they're supposed to do that can help them in the future, then basically you all are there to support them.
Right. There is, yes, one of those classes that really has become very popular lately is one that's called Managing Change. And I think whatever is going on in their lives at that age, any young person, whether they're going through a crisis or not, I think this is one of the most valuable classes, and we see it becoming more and more popular, Managing Change.
Mm-hmm. And what happens in this class of Managing Change? You mean change because now they are a parent?
No, this really is affecting you personally. How do you learn how to deal with change, whether that is as a student or as a parent or as a young adult moving from teenage years to an adult, yes, or working when you've never worked before.
Okay. So pretty much we're getting them ready to prepare them for society, you know, putting them out there, you know, right, so they know what to do. Right. This sounds like an absolutely wonderful program. So how many do you have on staff that's, you know, there to assist the young ladies?
Well, we have four full-time staff members, and we are backup staff. I mean, that's what we do full-time. And then we have six part-time. We have a nurse that is on staff. We are managed by medical professionals who oversight all of the work that is done here. And the majority of our day-to-day staff are volunteers. So we're always looking for women who are interested in working with these young women. We have an extensive training program, and they are volunteers, and we have about 100 volunteers that work in various different ways throughout the center, whether that be with the clients directly or in a support role as a volunteer. But the majority of the work that is done here is through volunteer.
It's through volunteer, okay.
Volunteer.
Like I said, you know, I did have the opportunity of visiting, and I was very impressed, had no idea that there was a place, you know, as such so close in the area. But it's really a nice, you know, calming place is what I felt when I was there.
I'm glad.
All of yes, I did feel that calm because I do remember a couple coming in, and they seemed to have been a little stressed. But I know after my visiting, and if they got what I got when I was there, then when they walk out, they're going to have a little – they'd have a little better ease to their life so that they can understand. It's always good when you know what's going on, you know.
Right.
But when you're kind of in the dark, when you're in the dark and don't and have no idea what you're getting ready, you know, to do, then, you know, it makes it a little, well, not a little, but it's a lot stressful. So,
So
I feel that what you are offering there, what you have, you know, for the young ladies, I'm glad because I see so much. During the course of the day, you know, with my being in high school, and I see the young ladies, and they, you know, there's several that are expecting, and, you know, I know that that's a traumatizing time for them to be in high school and, you know, still trying to make do because, you know, they're not able to rest during the day like they should, but, of course, you know, they're young, and I believe that, you know, they can bounce back. So, you know, I'm glad that there is a place like you know, CareNet, so that they have a place to go. You know, I'm really impressed and happy to see that because I tend to wonder when I see the young ladies, you know, are they getting what they need, you know? So it's good to hear and good to hear their classes to help because I hear so much on the news about, excuse me, you know, parents not wanting the schools to get involved in teaching, you know, sex education. And I don't know about you, but my personal feelings about that, as long as it's done corrective, you know, it's not done, I think parents have the wrong idea as to what they're being taught. We're not teaching them how to do anything, you know. And I think that some parents are seeing that, you know, the picture is all wrong for someone else to be teaching their child. And I think that's what I'm understanding. Mamas don't want anyone else to talk to their child about, you know, their sexual being. But many times, you know, young ladies are going to ask questions to a stranger more so than they will to their mom, you know, or their dad, you know, if he's, you know, involved. So I think it's a wonderful thing to have a certain amount of curriculum in the school, in the parenting classes, which you do not have to be pregnant to take the class because it covers, you know, many areas. But, of course, to have you out there in the community, and how does the community feel about, you know, what your company has to offer? Obviously, they've been very supportive. If it's been 20 years, so maybe that was a wrong question for me to ask about the community, you know, so...
No, they are very supportive. Yes. In fact, we do not have any assistance from any government grants or any government assistance, and we're not for profit. So obviously the community does support us in a very strong way, and they provide all the financial support that we have. And so within the faith-based community, our churches, but individuals, that's where the majority of our funding comes from, just individuals within the community that send in their committed amount monthly and keep the function of this growing in the community. A lot of businessmen have not realized just how important it is to their bottom line for a place like this to function well. It keeps a community stable. It helps them with their bottom line. It keeps their tax dollars in a place that is used wisely.
Okay, so, Jerry, hold your point. We're going to hold your point for just a second, and we're going to go to a break again. And we've got to pay the bills here. So when we come back, we will continue talking. But please call in at 347-989-1363 and speak live. Waiting on your questions, so give us a call, but we'll be right back.
Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life Changing Insights with Diana Rinkhoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to Drastic Steps with Tony Harris every Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Get the courage to take drastic steps outside your comfort zone to achieve your dreams. Learn from successful entrepreneurs from around the globe. Overcome obstacles and become unstoppable. A special feature of Drastic Steps is Talk to Tony, where she will offer on-the-spot life and business coaching. The Drastic Steps with Tony Harris show will motivate, inspire, educate, and transform your personal and professional life and move you to greatness.
Having a daughter is one of the most precious gifts a mother will receive in a lifetime. Sometimes it helps to have a roadmap in the parenting process. The lesson plan written by Gwen Gistarb is a dependable tool that will assist you on your journey. It includes 10 interesting segments of poems, metaphors, short stories, lessons, and activities that mothers and daughters will find exciting and informative. The lesson plan is available at iUniverse.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and most other internet bookstores across the country. To find out more about Gwen Gistarb and the lesson plan, go to GwenGistarb.net. Thank you, and enjoy the gift of your daughter. She is God's gift for a lifetime.
Okay, we're back with Jerry Amos from the CareNet Pregnancy Center of Northwest Houston. She is the community liaison. She's the marketing person, basically. I take it that you get out there and make people aware that you exist. So tell us a little bit about what you have coming up. If I'd like to know the functions, you know, that your company has, you know, to get people involved and to support what you're doing.
Thank you, Gwen. I think the thing that's really just right around the corner that people might be interested in becoming aware of is our major fall fundraiser. We have one every year, and it usually is in the fall. This one is October the 4th, and it is at Northwest Forest Conference Center. on October the 4th by going to our website. People can take a look and see if they're interested in just participating in that. That is one of our major fundraisers. In the spring, we have a walk. And so in one of the local parks out here in the northwest part of town, we do a 2-mile, I call it a walk. We really stroll. We push baby carts and everything else and just sort of get out there and make ourselves known. And then, of course, we are quite active on the web. And so most of our clients do find us on the web and through their friends. Because we are so confidential, there's not a lot of advertising that goes on in the big media sense with big affairs because we have to keep a lot of confidentiality for our clients.
Well, give us your website.
Our website is HoustonPregnancy.com for those who are interested in our services. For those who are interested in supporting or in volunteering, that would be CareNetNW.com.
Okay. So now I see here that you have about 70 resources within the Houston area, you know, that are carefully examined.
So these
people work, when you say resources, these are people that you refer the young ladies to or the young men to? Or
yes.
What resources are these?
Well, we work very carefully with specific adoption agencies and educational groups, counselors, doctors, medical professionals. If we know of someone who has specific disabilities that they need assistance with, we provide that for them. So all of these are people that we work closely with. We have talked to them. I usually visit with them. If employment is an issue, we provide them with resources for employment. If food is an issue and just assistance ministries, we provide that for them. Domestic violence, we help them with that. Prenatal care, moms groups. There are a lot of teens who need moms groups, and so we have a resource specifically for those teen moms that they need to connect with other teen moms. And sometimes girls come through and they don't have a place to live, so we can connect them with maternity homes so that they will have a place to live throughout their pregnancy and have all of their needs taken care of. And various other things are available.
Do you find any young ladies that come in and they've been put out of the home?
Yes, we do. Right, we do.
So we find
shelter, yes.
You do find shelter for them?
Yes.
Wow. You know, I asked the question, but I didn't think you were going to say yes. That really breaks my heart, you know, to know that, you know, because this unfortunate thing has, well, the wrong decision has been made at this point. But for parents to put their child out because of that, I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. I can't imagine. I can't imagine by any means that something like that would have happened to my daughter, that I'm going to put her out on the street because she didn't live up to our expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate. I know that's really heartbreaking. You know, because, of course, she already has one issue that she's trying to deal with, and then to think that mom and dad no longer wants me there. You know, I'm an embarrassment now. So,
A lot of times, unfortunately, what we've seen is the result of this is more from poor choices. Like, a lot of their parents would be happy to have brought them back into the home, but maybe they've already left home and they're living with a group of friends, or they're living with a boyfriend, or they're living with a boyfriend's parents. Those types of things are also very common, and then nobody wants to take care of them. They're tired of them, and they're ready to say, move on.
Okay. Well, as we get to, you know, close to the end of our show, what would you like the audience to know, you know, about you or your company at this point, to leave with them?
Well, I think one of the things I really want people to understand is how we do affect the community. We saw 1,400 first-time clients last year, and we're tracking about a third higher than that this year. I think that perhaps there's a misconception about what is available for these young women that have stepped outside of the plan that maybe their parents have for them. And I think we're a good resource, that we are a place where they can come and be safe and they can have options. And just one of the things I need to make very clear, we don't refer for abortions or do abortions. So to keep that very clear, but we are honest and we give good, accurate information. And a lot of times there's no place for them to ask about procedures and risk, and we provide that for them as well.
Jerry, thank you so much for being on the show. It has been most informative. And I know that, you know, your function coming up is going to be really great. I hope I get an invitation.
You have one already. Yes, ma'am.
All right. I hope I get an invitation. But I'm really impressed. Like I said, I did get to visit. It is a wonderful place for if you need to go to a safe place, if you find yourself in a position that you need guidance. And I'm glad to know that with my working in the same area of town that you are located, that it just seems like a really, you know, great place to be. Also, you know, it might be a good thing, you know, if we can come out, myself and my producer, and we could broadcast from your area of your function, maybe get some interviews in at that point. So, and, you know, I don't know how that might work, so I'm throwing that out there at you at this point to invite ourselves to come out and maybe broadcast live at the time and maybe interview a few people at that point. So it sounds like a great thing that you have going on. Yes, I'm like I said, I'm my heart is bare because, you know, I am supportive of young people, young ladies, especially because I see so many that need assistance. So, you know, maybe we can get together and come up with something at, you know, prior to the October. What is the date again?
October the 4th. That's a Thursday evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, October the 4th. Right. We want to make sure that people, you know, who are listening do have the opportunity to, you know, come out, and especially for your walk for next time, I definitely want to be a part since I need to exercise. So, yes, I need to exercise. So the fundraisers sound really, really great, but I really do appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much. And I hope that we will get together real soon. What I'd like to leave with my audience today is that we have so many young ladies in trouble today, and we need to get out and make reference to that.
This has been another edition of
We need to get out and assist our young ladies because they get into trouble, and I always call it making maybe not the proper decision for the moment that got them into this place, but I am so very supportive of young ladies all the time, and I'm always trying to help them and guide them. Starting October 13th, Cupcakes and Conversation will be birthed on this Saturday from 10 to 1 o'clock. It will be a three-hour workshop that I will be providing for young ladies, and I'm hoping that, you know, I will get, you know, everything out in the open. We have different groups of girls that will participate together. And so I hope that everyone will be open to finding me on Facebook because I will do most of the advertising on Facebook. So if you would like to be have your daughter be a part of that program, please, by all means, email me at gygestarb@gwengestarb.net. But we're about at the bottom of our show, so thank you so much for listening. Once again, it's been Making Life Easy with Gwen Gestarb. Please keep in touch and let me know what you think about the show by visiting my website at www.makinglifeeasywithgwengestarb.com. Also, click on my blog and leave me your comments or your questions. You can also order my book, The Lesson Plan, a workbook for moms and teenage daughters. And, of course, go to my website at www.gwendastar.net and be sure to visit me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and also Twitter. Please stay tuned each day to listen in to the team of hosts of the on the Tough Talk Radio Network for more variety of different subjects. Again, always remember that children are the most important and the most precious gift that God will give to a parent in a lifetime. Thank you for listening, and have a good night. Good night.
This has been another edition of Making Life Easy with Gwen Gastar, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.